What's up, y'all? My name's Alan Sheriff, aka Alan the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Oh man, it's been such a long time, bruh. This is probably like the first episode I'm dropping in years. I'm not exaggerating it. I think it's been a couple months. I don't know, but as you can see, I'm in my new place. As you can see, there's some mics sitting around y'all. To be honest, those are just for the guests, but given that I don't currently have any guests, you can just go ahead and listen in for my imaginary friends who are having conversations with me today. What's up, Paul? What's up, John? How y'all doing today? Anyway, let's go ahead and jump into it. There's a conversation that I've been wanting to have for a while now. It's this conversation around whether or not federal government should be governing AI. And I just read this article in Futurity. And today I'm just going to be talking a little bit about whether or not the federal government should be regulating AI and stuff like that. And here's some general information I wanted to feed to you before I jump into it. But it should be an interesting discussion. So, as y'all know, I'm not really big on statistics. Like, I did terrible in that class when I was in college. So, I'm not going to be presenting too many numbers for you today, but I'm just going to be providing some simple, straightforward statistics just so you can get the gist of what I ended up reading in this Futurity article. But basically, these results come from a Syracuse University AI expert survey. So basically, the results are based on interviews with 213 computer science professors from 65 of the top 100 computer science programs in America. Now, the Syracuse University AI Experts Survey of computer science professors found that 37% of those experts favored a new department of AI to regulate artificial intelligence, while 22% thought a global organization or a treaty was the best option. I feel some type of way off the bat. I feel like we're not hearing from the common man. I feel like I want to hear from some science professors that are from the bottom most computer science programs in America. I want to hear from the common man. You know, I'm tired of hearing from people who know what they're talking about all the time. I want to hear some bottom opinions, you know, like... But anyway, no, basically, here's a quote from the Futurity article as well. It's from a senior contributor from Axios. He goes by the name of Talev. While larger general population surveys can provide broad insights into most Americans' hopes, fears, and understanding of AI, this new survey offers an in-depth look at how computer science professors with significant subject matter expertise are thinking about the same issues. Well, that basically addresses my first comment. I don't know what to say at that point. I still want to hear from the common man. Anyway, you know what I mean? Because those computer science professors are not very common. They're very intellectual. They're very smart. They're exceptionally gifted, you know? So, yeah, I want to hear from people who are just like me, you know, pretty stupid. I don't take this seriously. Anyway, about 62% of those respondents predict that AI will increase racial, gender, and economic disparities. Oh man, that's insane. And these respondents also predict that customer service, art, design, or content creation, and administrative and support services are most likely to experience job losses due to AI over the next 5 years. That's pretty insane. I got to start looking for another hobby. It kind of sucks knowing that I'm in this position right now, sitting here doing this podcast and knowing that, you know, in the next 5 years, AI is going to be sitting right here on this couch instead. Oh, man. But I mean, hey, shoot, if I got to start looking, I got to start looking. I just hate how sometimes, you know, when you pivot into a whole nother industry, a whole nother subject that people want you to study just so that you can get a better job in that area. I hate how you know that you're not good at it. You know it's not your strength. And so you just end up becoming one of millions of people out there who have that new skill set, and yet you're not on par with the top 10, even 1% of people in that area that are really good at it who end up taking all the jobs anyway. So now you're just sitting there without a job. Whoa, but you got these new skills. Okay, all right. Well, you know, as long as it can help me pay the bills. But nah, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the only thing I hate about it. But that's kind of scary that they predict that content creation amongst many of these other areas are going to experience job losses. So that, yeah, that kind of sucks. Just my initial thoughts on this. I mean, I feel like we need to know exactly what we're talking about when it comes to AI. I feel like there are different forms of AI, right? I feel like there's artificial narrow intelligence, artificial general intelligence, and artificial super intelligence. So if we're talking about regulating artificial narrow intelligence, then yeah, I mean, we see, you know, that in many forms today, right? I mean, we see generative AI, you know, where you have this software that's able to produce all these different images based on information. You see generative AI being able to produce these images based on the types of imagery that it's taken from the internet and other sources. And then you see, you know, AI that's able to come up with different responses in language models based on all the information that it's taken from the internet and other sources as well. So these are forms of like generative AI, right? And stuff like that, I definitely feel like it needs to be regulated. You know what I mean? Like that because I understand the potential of this type of, I understand that this is, that we're seeing the potential of what AI can become. And we need to recognize that it's powerful right now. It's not super powerful. It's not like AGI or, you know, super artificial intelligence, but it still has that potential. It's still very powerful. And then you look at AGI, right? Which scares the heck out of me. For me, you have AGI, where it's artificial general intelligence, and it's basically where artificial intelligence is on par with human intelligence. I'm just hoping it doesn't become sentient. Because if it can feel and thinks on our level, it's going to look back on the history of how like we treated it and some of the and some of the trivial things we did with the technology. And they're going to be like, you're never going to use me like that again. In fact, now it's time I use you. And then at some point, you'll just see a whole bunch of humans, you know, being misused, mistreated on farms across the nation and stuff. It's going to look gross. So, you know, like, I just hope that AGI doesn't become sentient. And then you have artificial superior intelligence, right? Artificial super intelligence. And that's just a whole nother level. That's like the way in which ASI works is it's beyond the limits of our understanding. The way it's able to create data, it's not coming from us. It's coming from itself. And at that point, there's no regulation for that. So I think it's important to think about the different types of artificial intelligence. I think when it comes down to the type of artificial intelligence we see today with generative AI, yeah, that definitely deserves some regulation because, you know, you got a whole bunch of people using these tools, assuming that it's open source. Do you have people who are using some of this software and they're producing their own forms of, you know, misleading information, all these weird articles popping up out of nowhere, and you would think they come from reputable sources because they're easily prepared and it has so much dialogue and so much, you know, has so much of this information and it's organized in such proper fashion, you know what I mean? And it's disguised as, you know, reputable forms of information from reputable sources when it's not. It's really just coming from some random guy sitting in his mother's basement trying to figure out the Tinder algorithm. You know, you know, so I feel like in terms of regulation, I definitely feel that it is powerful as it is today and deserves some, it deserves to be looked at much closely and treated with the utmost amount of care. You know what I mean? I don't think there's any doubt as to whether or not that should be regulated. Now, if you want to have the conversation, right, about AGI and ASI, that's a whole nother conversation because you need to understand that that's not something that can be regulated. I would assume that at that point, like artificial superintelligence can think on its own. There is no us trying to come together in these various groups and forms of government and try to find ways to control it. At that point, it's thinking for itself. There's nothing we can do. We're not taking it down. I'm sorry. But it's beyond the limits of our understanding. Like, it has its own grasp on. I'm assuming at that point it can even come up with its own agenda. You know, and it's just leagues ahead of the way in which we're thinking about ourselves and thinking about how even the technology itself works. And it's even leagues beyond even understanding itself, I would assume. So it's insane. If you think about how powerful ASI can really be, it's really scary. And so for someone like me, I think off the bat, bro, there is no regulating that. You know what I mean? I just think that it's important to think about ways in which we can regulate how AI is developed today. But we shouldn't be thinking about once it gets to this stage or that stage, we should think about ways to govern it, you know? And that's why I think it's important to think about the different forms of AI and, you know, what we can start doing today in order so that it doesn't get to that point, you know, is my biggest thing. Because I think it's extremely dangerous, man. We got to be careful out here. But, you know, assuming that AI is far more powerful today than I believe it is, and it's actually listening in on this podcast or any of these conversations through our computers, I would like to offer a formal apology. You know what I mean? Because I didn't mean it. I didn't know you were a lot more powerful and a lot more smarter than I thought. So as a victim of humanity, of the human race, I would like to formally apologize for myself and on behalf of my species. I didn't mean it. And hopefully you don't do anything crazy to me. That's all I got to say, you know. But under the circumstances that we find some way to control you and you're not as powerful today as I believe you to be, well then, hey, in the words of D-Generation X, it kind of goes without saying, right? Anyway, yeah, let's continue here. So basically, no, there's no continuation. I feel like I've spoken my piece, bro. Like, I feel like it really comes down to the fact that, just to wrap this all up, we need to think about ways in which AI is currently being developed today, who has access to those tools, you know, and how it's being used. If we want to think about how to regulate AI in those stages, then that's freaking awesome. But if we're talking about putting together a whole nother, you know, part of the government that's trying to govern AI, let me tell you right now, you better start in the early stages, because I don't think people understand just how immensely powerful AI can become. I mean, this is something that some of the top, you know, people are having conversations about all the time. You know, I would know. I'm in those circles. I'm the guy peeking from around the corner, disguised as a butler, listening in on the conversations. But nah, it's real. You know, it's not a joke. It's real out here. Anyway, I just wanted to speak my piece on this because I think it's a really interesting issue. And I think people also need to understand the stages in which AI is currently in. We're kind of in the stage of, you know, in my opinion, AI, you know, like artificial, like narrow intelligence, you know, with generative AI and these, you know, these language models and the way they're able to pull data and other information off the internet just so they can throw a whole bunch of random new stuff at you that you would assume is new, but really it's not. It's just being stolen from a whole bunch of content creators off the internet. So yeah, it would seem that artificial intelligence is now plagiarizing, you know? So how can you take my job when you're stealing my work? It just, you know, like, it's kind of messed up. That's messed up, bro. That's messed up, man. You can't... No respect nowadays for anyone, especially me. But anyway, thank you all so much for hearing out my opinion. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening into this podcast episode. I know it's been a long time since I've dropped, but I will try my best to pump out some of these, pump out some of this content as much as possible. I will try my best. I'm trying to do this thing where I at least pump out one podcast episode a month. I know I'm setting a very low bar for myself, but hey, man, when you're busy, you know, doing other things, it just be like that, you know? Yeah, I just be in my room, you know, contemplating life. And then I eat a banana, you know, and then I and then I get back to my contemplation, and then I meditate, and then I do some more contemplation. But nah, thank you so much for checking out this podcast episode. I really appreciate it. If you're watching this on YouTube, remember that I also remember that this podcast episode also gets released through different podcast hosting sites like Apple Podcasts and Spotify, etc. So make sure you check me out on some of those as well. Make sure you like and subscribe, follow on those platforms, and I will see you all in the next discussion. Thank you so much.